Hi, guys. I'm Dr. Beal.
And I'm Dr. Chip.
And we're veterinarians. Start over.
And we are father and son.
I'm the older, wiser one.
And I'm the younger, hipper one.
I'm certainly the better looking one.
All right, all right. Well, we are running a veterinary hospital together.
And we love hanging out as family together.
And we are best friends, usually.
Yeah, right, usually. But mostly we have lots of fun together caring for animals.
That is true. I have pets at home.
And I have pets at home, too. Pets that can be a challenge, both behaviorally and medically. That is why we decided to do a podcast together about the realities of pet care.
Called Vets Talk Pets.
It's a place where we will share tips, tricks, and cutting-edge science about pet care.
And maybe a little family stuff, too.
So if you want help with all things pet care,
join us as Vets Talk Pets.
Here we go. Welcome back to Vets Talk Pets. We're so glad to have you pet parents back here again with us. We hope you've enjoyed the previous episodes and especially the last episode where we talked about the first five Google questions for cat owners. And today we're going to continue with the next five or so. We'll finish at the top 10 Google asked questions about cats. So stay tuned as we're going to do that today. But before we do that, oh, you got a question, Dr. Chip.
No, but this is sad.
Yeah,
this has been a lot of fun. Yeah. Oh, the Google question. I think we're going to have to Google some more questions.
Well, you know what I think is we could probably always refer to Google questions. But yeah, I agree. It is kind of sad. But we're going to enjoy it today. So we're glad you're here. And before we get into the Google questions on cats, we are going to go to our cool pet stuff discovery with Julie.
And stick around to the end for the case of the week.
Helping you enjoy your pet more. Here is Julie Beal with this week's Cool Pet Stuff Discovery.
Hi, Gary.
Hello.
Hi, Chip.
Hello.
Oh, let me think now. What should I say? Oh, Julie, what do you have for us this week?
You need some more coffee. Well, so I have an oldie but goodie, and Chip may remember this one. And this is for the entire family. I picked it up for cats, and when I did it, I thought, oh, gosh, I remember that. And it was an app. It's called Koi Pond 2.
Well, you said this is for cats?
It's for cats and for people.
Oh.
So when I was looking for cool stuff for cats, this came up, and I'm like, this looks familiar. And I don't know, do you remember it, Chip?
Oh, yeah. You just showed you. I do remember that.
And
it was like one of the early iPhone apps.
Yes, it was a real early iPhone app. And it was so cool. And it was like really new. And everybody was pretty excited about it. And what I thought it was good for people was relaxation. But what it is, it's called Koi Pond. And you can hear, listen to it. And you can run your fingers through the water. And there's fish that swim through. And you can feed these fish while... It turns out it's very relaxing for people, but cats love it.
Really? I didn't know cats like that.
Yeah, cats love it. So it's really,
so you just play it in the house or on your phone?
On your phone, and it looks really great on the iPad.
You're going to have to show him because he's not going to.
Yeah, I'm not getting. Remember, I didn't have an early iPhone.
Yeah, that's true. Run your finger across there, and you can see these fish.
Just touch it.
Just touch it. Hold it.
Just wow.
If you hold it, the fish will actually come to you.
That is cool.
And you can feed the fish. And now this is called Pond or Koi Pond 2. I think Koi Pond 1 is gone. But
circa day 2007.
Yeah.
Wow.
So the iPhone came out in 2007. That is not that long ago. Can you remember life without the iPhone?
I cannot.
Wow. I just got my first iPhone like last year.
And we are still teaching you how to use it.
I get these phone calls from my dad. Did you call me? And I'm like, no, I called you 3 days ago. Well, I have a missed call from you. Did you call me? It's like, no, Dad, that was like 3 days ago.
Truth.
But anyway.
Very true. Anyways. Guilty here, that's for sure.
Koi Pond.
So Koi Pond is a really cool app, and it's great for relaxation for people, but turns out cats love it. It is free. However, you can breed your fish, and you can buy extra or fish food and all kinds of little things. You can get to other people's ponds. It's kind of crazy. But for your cat, it's free. turn it on, let them have some fun. It's really cool. As a matter of fact, I turned it on this morning and our dog heard
Rosie just was intrigued.
Yeah, it has some geese sound effects.
You know, we have that lake out in front of our house and the geese are always landing and Rosie's very intrigued by that. You were playing that. I thought the geese were landing.
Yeah, so did she. So it's really, it's pretty cool. Anyway, it's called Koi Pond 2 and you can find it in the App Store. Unfortunately, it's not available for the Android yet.
What's an Android?
It's hopeless, Jim. It's hopeless. So that's the find for the week. I hope the entire family and your cat enjoys it.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Joey. We're looking forward to your next cool tip. Every week it's something interesting. So thanks a lot for doing that. We appreciate it. Okay, so here we go again. We're back with Dr. Chip and myself. And we're going to dive right into this last episode on the top 10 Google questions for cat owners. So, Dr. Chip, you want to take number 6?
Sure.
What does catnip do to cats?
Okay. I mean, I remember being a little kid and we had a cat and knowing what catnip was. Something that pet parents think is very pleasing to cats. It's actually an herb in the mint family. But you'd be surprised to find out that only about 50% of cats actually like it, which makes sense. I see that, but it was something that was marketed so well. I don't know. You probably know better than me, but I think 80s, 90s, it was a huge hit.
Oh, yeah, even earlier than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But only 50% of cats like it. And what it is, it causes a little bit of a euphoric thing for cats. Some cats, it can cause a little bit of sedation. And some cats, it can cause hyperactivity.
Which are two opposite things.
Yeah, I know.
That's really weird.
Yeah, it is weird. But yeah, only 50% of cats respond to it, which is very surprising to a lot of people. Not to me, but...
Yeah, I mean, it just doesn't make sense. I mean, why only half the cats respond? And of the half that do respond, they react differently.
Yeah.
So there's something about cats that we don't understand.
Yeah.
Another thing we don't understand about cats.
But I will say there is a good use for it if you have a cat that's like scratching the furniture or scratching an area that you don't want them to. You can try to use catnip in around the scratching post to kind of redirect that. I mean, there's lots of different things you can do about that. We'll have a podcast on cats scratching in the house and why they do that and what that is. But catnip can be used to kind of redirect that activity.
If your cat falls into that category where it works, it's excellent.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if it doesn't, it really didn't hurt anything because it's just an herb.
And there's other things to try.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We've mentioned in this podcast before about myself. And I think everybody knows that I'm a wannabe farmer.
Mm-hmm.
And catnip is something that I grow. It's an herb. Julie here, she's actually the herb gardener. And she grows all the basil, rosemary, oregano, all that kind of stuff for cooking. And mints, too. Spearmint for her tea.
That's
and things like that.
Is, yeah.
And catnip's a mint. So we can grow catnip very easily. And people can grow it, too. It's in pet stores, little packages where you put it in your windowsill and grow your own catnip. And you know, it's just like anything else. If you grow it yourself, it's fresher and better, and there may be a better chance of your cat taking to it.
That explains all the cats around your property.
Well, that or the strays that show up, and I end up with them in my barn.
Why do you grow catnip? Just hobby?
Because, like I said, I'm a wannabe farmer,
and
it's a hobby thing, and I want to be able to say I've done it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't have any reason for it other than the cats that hang around here. That's probably, maybe that's one reason why the cats do hang around
here. That's good. It'd be good to get a hold of some of the cats so they can...
Yeah, a lot of them, we can't even get near them. They're just wild, feral cats hanging around the barn.
Wow.
But I kind of like having them, tell you the truth. They don't bother me a bit.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool. And some of the ones that come straight to the clinic and we end up can't find a home for them, they kind of end up in our barn too, and it's a nice home for them.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have more about that later in the case of the week, so stay tuned to the end.
Okay, Dad, do you want to take question 7?
Will you ask me what question 7 is, please?
Yeah. Okay, question 7 is why do cats hate water?
This is kind of fun today. Actually, I'm not sure they do.
Yeah, me neither.
I mean,
I was hoping you were going to say that.
Yeah, I think the question is irrelevant. Because I think the assumption, the old wives' tale, if you will, is that cats hate water. And my experience is they don't. I mean, we give them baths at the clinic. Yeah, and
I think a lot of that does come from baths, though. You can't just give a cat a bath.
You can't just grab them
up. You don't even need to.
Right, exactly.
I've got a very strong opinion on cats and water.
Good.
I actually think cats love water. This will go into the podcast where I talk about cats peeing outside the litter box.
Okay.
So I call cats semi-domesticated animals, because they've retained so much of their outdoor behaviors from their ancestors. And cats in the wild drink out of creeks.
Yep.
So if you ever have the cat in your house show up when the sink comes on and they start drinking out of it, it's because they have a attraction to running water. Therefore, cats love water.
Yeah.
I have a lot of pet parents get cat fountains and all that, but we'll talk about
that. Kind of ties into Julie's cool pet topic of the week this week, too, the Koi Pond app.
I mean,
they like that sound.
They do. Yeah, it's partly the sound. You're right.
So I think we can dismiss that question as bogus.
I think the question comes from pet parents that try to dip their cat in the bathtub and they freak out.
Not a good idea.
They don't like that.
No.
And honestly, I'm not even one to believe a happy, healthy cat doesn't need a bath because they clean themselves.
They're pretty well groomed.
And then if you get their hair soaking wet, their hair gets really heavy on them. They don't like that.
Yep. I don't think we can dismiss question number 8, but we've talked about it before with dogs. Why do cats eat grass for the same reasons that we talked about why dogs eat grass?
So question 8, we'll go into that one.
Yeah, exactly. What do you think?
Yeah, I know I've done all the studying and still am studying, learning about cats, and it all is based on cats in the wild. It explains why they are the way they are in the house. And cats in the wild will eat raw food. They kill birds and things like that. So therefore, they can be prone to getting things in their system that are unpleasing. So sometimes cats in the wild will eat grass to purge that out of their system.
Correct.
Which falls in line when we talk about dogs where, you know, if their stomach's upset, eating grass could be a sign of that, one of the signs.
Yeah.
But just like anything, cats, they might just enjoy it. It could be behavioral, those type of things.
I think they just might like the taste of it.
Yeah.
It's not a bad thing.
And Andrea, one of our vet assistants, she loves cats so much, and her cat lives in a very enriched environment, and she bought this cat grass. And it's not catnip. I'm going to have to come back on this and ask what the name is, but she grows it.
Really?
Her cat loves it.
For eating?
For eating.
Oh.
And so much so that she has to hold it, hold the grass down so it doesn't pull the roots out. The seeds out. Yeah.
Wow. We can report that maybe. Let's tell Julie about that. She can report that as a cool pet tip. If we could buy it at a store and grow it, that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah. All right. You ready for question 9?
Okay.
All right. Why do cats like boxes?
Now, this is not a bogus question because cats do like boxes. Everybody sees that in their homes. I used to see it all the time when we come home from the grocery store and either have the supplies in boxes from like Sam's or Costco, or even in bags. They like bags too. And if you take the old-fashioned kind of bag, the paper bags, plastic bags aren't a good idea. Well, they'd get in them. I just don't recommend that. But they'll get in. We would unload the groceries and put the bags or the boxes down on the floor, and boy, the cats are in them. I mean, they're loving it. And I believe, personally, that it's a predation type thing where they're hiding. They're stalking. What'd you call the behavior? The semi-domesticated behavior?
Yeah.
That you talked about in the last question. I think that applies to the boxes, too, or the bags. Is the old innate behavior that they have to hunt and stalk. And I can remember my cats, especially in the boxes, they'd be hiding in there, and you'd walk by, and out would come a paw, and it'd grab you as you walked by.
Mm-hmm.
I've even noticed the same thing about not hiding in boxes or bags, but down a hall of a bunch of doors, they'll hide in one of the doors that's open.
Yeah.
And as you walk by, boom, they got you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just part of their behavior. I think they're just, hooray, hooray, I got them, a successful hunt.
It's like in our cat room at the office, we build a cat room that's on the opposite side of the hospital from all the smells from the dogs, the sounds, just because cats freak out. We had to take out the hole to the trash can because the cats wouldn't want to jump in there and hide.
Yeah, and we're always fishing them out of the trash can. Yeah. So we don't have a trash can for the cats anymore. We had to get rid of the can because they want to be in it.
So in this behavior in cats, we know we make it very important. If we have cats that are really stressed that are in the hospital, we try to cover their cage so they feel protected. Yeah. We have given them boxes before to hide. It actually is something I feel is very important for the enrichment of a cat to create those options in the house. Therefore, they can feel safe. And
you know, I've been in practice for almost 40 years, but this is your first year joining the practice. And I've noticed a big improvement in our cat handling and the fear-free techniques that you've brought, the specific set-aside cat room and hiding cats behind towels and stuff. I think that our cat patients at the hospital are much more comfortable and less stressed since you've come and brought these techniques. Yeah. So. And it gets right down to this behavior that we're talking about here on this question.
Yeah, it's a ever-evolving thing.
So. Yeah, I'm looking forward to even improving more. Well, I hate to say it, but this last is number 10, the last question of Google about cats. And it's really, we're not going to talk a lot about this because it's a one-word definition.
I don't even believe this is a question people ask.
Yeah, how often do you think people type into Google, what do you call a group of cats? I mean, does anybody really care, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, I guess the communities that live with the stray cats, I don't know. It's called a clowder.
There you go.
Which means huddle.
All right, let's move on. Yeah.
I think that's why I don't believe it, because I want to talk about it. Like, there's nothing to
say. What do you say?
Yeah, so.
You can look that up in the dictionary.
A group of cats is called a clowder, C-L-O-W-D-E-R. And it means to huddle.
So cats play football?
No.
I don't know where that came from. I have no idea where that came from. But I have this image of a Peyton Manning cat with a helmet on throwing a touchdown pass.
There is a picture of
a cat
with a football helmet.
So yeah, you're right. I think this is sad. As we wrap this up, the thing that's happy is we're going to have some really cool single topic episodes coming up that we've talked about these things, but we could have a whole episode on this one question, and some of those are coming up. And the one that keeps coming up over and over again is we got to talk about inappropriate elimination in cats. And
peeing outside the litter box.
I don't even know if we can do that in one episode. I mean, it's just, wow, that's a big topic. Those kind of things we're going to be looking forward to doing from here for a while, and we'll maybe revisit Google questions again in the future. And we can encourage our listeners to call in or write in with questions that we'll answer them if they want. We'll talk about how to do that at the end of the podcast. Ready to go?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to talk more about the interesting cases. It's the third time that we've talked about this case, and it's going to be the last. I'm happy to say that Handsome, the stray cat, where God is the client, is now healed, healthy, and ready to find a home.
We've got to get Handsome a home.
Yeah.
Because he is just the sweetest cat. I mean, we get him out every day and play in the room and stuff.
And we could rename him Sweetie Pie or something.
You can't walk by his cage without him sticking his paw out.
Out comes his paw and grabs you.
Affection.
Yeah. He's just really, really blossomed, and he's going to make a great pet for somebody. I do want to put out a huge shout out to you and all of my staff at Springboro Veterinary Hospital. Everybody has participated in his recovery.
Oh, the staff.
From surgery to nursing to loving, feeding, cleaning, everything that has been done to make him become what he is, handsome and sweet, is because of the loving care of the staff at Springboro Veterinary Hospital. So thank you very much, everybody. And please, if you're listening to this podcast, give us a call if you're in the area, or drive to our area if you're far away and get this cat. It'd be worth the drive. Mm-hmm. This is a good case. They don't always end well, and this one did end well. And if you want to see Handsome, you can go to Springboro Veterinary Hospital's Facebook page. Become a friend there and follow us, and there's going to be a whole video or a whole montage from when we first got him until now.
Mm-hmm.
So you can kind of see the story. We're telling you the story, but he's a cool cat. So interesting and successful case.
Yes. Well, if you guys have any questions for us or any topics you want us to know about, you can email us at info@springborovet.com, info@springborovet.com, or you can go to our Facebook page. If you're enjoying this, definitely give us a review. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, springborovet.com, Spotify, vetstalkpets.com, and tune in.
Yep, absolutely. Thanks a lot for listening. Please subscribe, and we'll see you next time.
All right, see ya.